And so this is why the explanation that Unca gave is so helpful of a mothering church. And in our passage today, in the commentary that I read, it said that Isaiah is talking about believers gathering together to establish a new heaven and a new earth. And leading up to this passage, we see that Isaiah is talking about the Jewish people, Israel, Zion, as a wife and a mother. And we read what God is showing us, the joy of a mother and the abundant satisfaction of a nurse child. And what a beautiful picture that is. A nurse child in safety and joy, being satisfied and being dandled. Well, I had to look that word up. How often do we use that word, dandled? And it means, actually, I have a demonstration to show you what that means. How did you know? Being dandled. I think we should use that more. This is a picture of being dandled. Will? Thanks, Will. What a picture. Actually, the explanation does say a small child, but what I love about our church, my mother church, is that I've heard stories of, regardless of how old our children get, they are being dandled. I loved hearing Trevor and Kate having great big hugs all together. That's a picture of mothering, and it inspires me as a mum, as a parent. So, we have a God who promises to care for us. Last week, we heard Ed speak about our Father being a good shepherd. And what was really, I sort of really was interested in, that he leads us to green pastures, leads us to water, but it's not bubbly water, it's not running water, because apparently, I looked this up, sheep are scared of water, and they're scared of running water, so they need to go to quiet waters. And quite rightly so, because if they went, fell in the water, because of their wool, they would actually sink to the bottom. Sheep need still waters. Promises that God will care for us. Now, I've got an activity and I'm going to need some help. We've got a treasure hunt of God's promises that he will care for us. And I'm going to need some help. You're my man. Come up here. I need another four. Callum, David, would you like to come up? How many have I got? One, two, three. Maybe girls. Yes, would you like to come up? Just a minute. How many have I got now? I need some help to count. And Zach, good idea. Right. The first treasure hunt for God's promise is you are going to need to find somebody looking at God's promises wearing a baseball cap. This one can be for you, Jake. You need to find somebody in this church wearing a baseball cap, wearing a stripy shirt, reading about God's promises. I want you. No, this is Jake's one. Okay, you can go to that one. Look, have you got something? Bring it back here when you've got it. Ah. Following in the tradition of William Edwards and now Keith Nurse, it would seem, we have chocolate to share at the end. So God's promise here from Joshua 1, verse 9. This has been very important to me. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Thank you. You can take that back. Now, the next one in the treasure hunt. Would you like to do this one, David? I would like you to look for somebody reading God's promises in the Bible wearing a grey jacket, brown hair. She might be a woman. Yes, she is. Well done. Thank you. Let's read this promise. Thank you. Well done. Psalm 91. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield. What an amazing promise. David, you can have that and share afterwards. Right, number three. I would like you to find somebody wearing a grey jumper. He has glasses. And he is also reading God's promises. You might have to go down a bit. Can you see anyone? Excuse me. Reading God's promises. Go down, Zach. Right, go down, down, down. Keep your eyes open. Reading God's promises. What promise is that person reading? Have you got it? Excellent. Come back. Let's see what promise. And as we're listening to these, I'd love it if you take this personally. These are for you. 1 Peter 5:7 in our verse today. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Thank you. Okay. Number five. Number four. I would like you to find somebody, Callum, who has a red jacket on. He is also reading God's promises in the Bible. Can you find him? Oh, off like a shot. Thank you. Let's see. What are these promises? Another promise. From Deuteronomy 31, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Off you go. And number five. You are looking for a man with braces, also reading the Bible, with a black shirt on. He might have a baby in front of him. Not teeth braces, but white braces. Black shirt, white braces, wearing glasses, reading God's word, actually demonstrating mothering. Fantastic. Let's read this promise. This promise says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. What a promise. What a promise we have in Jesus. Thank you. That's not the end of the chocolate, by the way. So Jesus is our ultimate picture and demonstration of God's concern and care for us. That he would send his Son to be with us, to die for us, and be with us forever by his Holy Spirit. So as I start to come towards the end. I want to go back to Mother's Day or Mothering Sunday. And as I said, I love that description of Mothering Sunday. Now, I've got some photos here of women. I wonder if any of you can guess who they could possibly be. Here's the first one. Has anyone seen this woman before? What do you think? Do you think? Bethany? Absolutely awesome. Amy Carmichael. Now, Amy Carmichael, we looked at Amy Carmichael a few seasons ago at GLOW. And Amy Carmichael became a missionary in India. And she really, really felt called to India. And it was a real struggle to get there. It was a real struggle to get there. But she ended up opening up orphanages, which are, I understand, still open today. Okay, the next one. Anyone recognize this? Thank you. Jackie Pullinger. Jackie Pullinger rescued with Jesus people from addictions. Still going today. And I've got a final picture. Anyone recognize? Yes? Mother Teresa. Thank you. You can take them down now. All these women, followers of Jesus, and yet there's something else they had in common. They didn't have children, that I understand. All demonstrating qualities of mothering on a daily basis. And every day as a member of this church, I see mothering going on, whether it's through making meals for somebody in need, whether it's through Riverbank, the ministries of Riverbank, or the ministries of Kick or Caris, demonstrating God's love in a way that depicts care for each one of us. And finally, I really know this morning for some of you might be a painful time. It might be a time of regret. It might be a time when you're missing someone. But God calls us not to carry our worries, but to give them to Him. Because He cares, He really cares for you. And we're also called to let others help us as well. And one of the ways that I know we do this here brilliantly is by prayer. We're called to cast our burdens onto Jesus because He cares for each one of us. And finally, a promise. I've got one more promise that I want to share with all of you. And I need help from one person. Maybe one who hasn't helped before. Where? Yes, Abraham, would you like to come? Now, in this room somewhere, there are big bags of hearts. I wonder if you can turn around and you can see anywhere. Oh, you found them immediately. That's amazing. Sharp eyes. Thank you. So, one more promise here. Promise for all of us. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. God cares for us that much that He would want to be with us, that He died on a cross for us. He loves each one of you and he cares for each one of you so very much. So cast your burdens onto him. Thank you very much. You can share those as well. I'm just going to end with a prayer. Father God, I want to thank you for this, our mother church. Thank you that you created this church. And Lord Jesus, I want to pray of that picture that you go after the one. And I want to thank you for each one that has demonstrated mothering to me, to my family, whether male or female. And I pray for each one that they would know today that they are loved so much because you call them my treasure. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.